Welcome to Auction Talk. Your host is Greg Story, longtime member of the National Auctioneers Association, an accredited auctioneer in real estate and president of Hart G Auction Service. Now, here's Greg.
Welcome to this edition of Auction Talk. These days, we commonly hear about selling real estate short. So what are the requirements or rules for handling short sales or auctions of real estate owned or REO properties? Now, for those of you that don't know what a short sale is, in regards to residential mortgages, a short sale occurs when a lender permits the sale of real estate that is subject to a mortgage for an amount less than the amount owed by the borrower. Lending institutions may consider properties for a short sale where there is a financial hardship or the property is in foreclosure. In general, the lender has the ability to authorize a short sale at any time before the sheriff's sale or before the lending institution takes title of the real estate. While there are federal statutes and regulations that have an effect on short sales, such as the Secure and Fair Enforcement of Mortgage Licensing Act and the Dodd-Frank Wall Street Reform and the Consumer Protection Act, there are no special rules that govern the conduct of auctioneers with regard to short sales. Lending institutions do have several laws governing them, and they may have special procedures or policies in place for short sales. If the potential short sale property is in the foreclosure process, auctioneers have to remember that the lender needs to consent to the sale of the property. If the lender does not agree to have the property sold at a short sale, it can demand payment in full, or they may refuse to release the mortgage lien. Most mortgage documentation contains a due on sale clause, which states that if the property is sold, the full amount owed to the lender is due. So the lender has the authority to decide whether to allow the property to be sold for an amount less than what is owed by the borrower. In some instances, a lender may allow the property to be sold short, but seek to recover the deficiency, that is, the difference between the loan balance and the sale price, from the borrower. Therefore, auctioneers who conduct short sales have to make sure the lender agrees with and consents to the sale. The best practice is to include specific provisions in the auction contract about what happens if the property sells for less than the amount owed, and have the lender also sign the auction contract. In addition, lenders may require borrowers to provide substantial documentation, such as bank statements, tax returns, pay stubs, and a list of assets owned by the borrower, as well as other documents to demonstrate why the lender should permit a short sale. Lenders may consider economic hardship for reasons such as illness, divorce, loss of income, or other situations. Although the borrower's documents may indicate that he or she is experiencing a financial hardship, there is generally no legal requirement that lenders sell the property short due to the borrower's circumstances. But because of potential fraud or desperate sellers, auctioneers should avoid making statements about, or they will verify information about, the borrower's financial situation. Furthermore, auctioneers must carefully examine the title to the property before and after the auction. Auctioneers will need to ask about and be aware of all lawsuits pending against the seller and the potential for judgment liens. If the seller is in financial distress and unable to make the mortgage payments, there may be other creditors who are not being paid as well. If a judgment lien attaches to the property, it could prevent the sale from closing. Property that has been through the foreclosure process or otherwise obtained by the lender is part of the real estate owned or REO by the lender. REO properties may be sold by traditional methods or the auction method of marketing. The manner and type of auction for REO properties will depend upon the lender's policies, procedures, and the regulations that it is bound to follow. Lenders are generally not in the business of managing property and do not want to be in that business. Lenders do not want to be responsible for the many costs related to maintaining the properties. Things such as mowing, property taxes, insurance, and repairs, just to name a few. In addition, lenders are unable to loan the capital tied up in the REO properties. Lenders are usually sophisticated and would rather just remain the seller for any REO property. If a lender decides to engage an auctioneer to sell an REO property, the borrower that is in default on that property is not a party to the auction contract. Any rights the borrower had in regard to that property or any decisions made about that property have been extinguished either by the foreclosure process or by another method. There still may be issues between the borrower and the lender with respect to the deficiency, but those issues are independent of an auctioneer's services. The auction contract will be between the lender and the auctioneer, and they are free to negotiate the contract terms. In summary, auctioneers who are engaged to conduct short sales or sell REO properties will develop a relationship with lenders. For short sales, the auctioneer needs to obtain the seller's and the lender's consent or authorization to conduct an auction. For REO sales, the auctioneer needs to have the lender sign the auction contract to permit the sale. There is usually a big tug of war between the use of absolute auctions and reserve auctions for both short and REO sales. As always, it is important to make sure the seller, and possibly even the lender, are aware of the risk associated with conducting an absolute auction. Before an auctioneer enters into either of these types of contracts, they will often consult an attorney to avoid problems. This is extremely advisable for any homeowner selling through a short sale. Discussing all the issues with a licensed attorney up front might help the homeowner avoid conflict and litigation costs, as well as other problems after the sale. These days we are seeing more and more REO properties on the market, and the use of short sale auctions to avoid the REO properties will be a coming thing in the future. Thank you. And now for today's mailbox. People often ask me, why do they sometimes charge sales tax at auctions and sometimes they don't? This, of course, can vary from state to state. But in my state, you must always charge sale tax on auctioned items unless the item is exempted. The list of items that are tax exempt is so detailed and specific as to be confusing and must be researched individually. One example of the simplicity of our tax system in regards to farm liquidations reads that any farm closeout must be for the sale of all tangible property used in the farming or ranching operation. If it is, these items are tax exempt. The farmer or rancher must be abandoning operations of the farm or ranch. If these conditions are not met, the sales are subject to state sales tax. So if the farmer or rancher is selling out and moving to town, that is a liquidation sale. However, the state may argue that the lamp and coffee table out of the living room is not a tangible asset of the farming operation. One that really makes auction cashiers scratch their heads is when selling money and coins. The state says that you do not charge sales tax on any U.S. currency if it is a coin and has ever been used for money. This means that if you are selling U.S. $1 silver certificates, you have to charge sales tax, but not if you're selling Morgan silver dollars. You must also charge sales tax for any foreign money or for those replica U.S. coins that they advertise on TV, as they are not actually U.S. currency and are really minted in foreign countries. Needless to say, the coin regulations do not make for happy cashiers at the auction. I received an email from a person the other day with a problem that is common to many people wanting to hold an auction. You want to have an auction to sell your unwanted items that are stacked up in your garage. You want to do an auction because you know you'll get more money. But you know you don't have enough to have your own auction, and you don't have any way to transport all your items to a consignment auction, and maybe the local auctioneer doesn't offer pickup of sale items. What other options do you have? Well, like I said, this is a common problem shared by many people. I spoke on one show about having a neighborhood yard auction. Maybe that isn't a possibility for everyone. If you find yourself faced with this problem, the first thing I would do is make up a list of all your family and friends. Start with your Christmas card list and then expand on it. Talk to the people you see every day, such as coworkers, people at your church, the bank teller you've known for years, the person who always checks you out at the grocery store, just to name a few. Now, people who live in small towns have an advantage at this because they know everyone. And somewhere on this list of people, you will find others who are in the same dilemma as you. I guarantee you, you'll find plenty of items to sell. Now, how do you get it all delivered to either your house or the person with the best location? Again, if you live in a small town, someone, or most people on your list, own a pickup truck, or maybe even a horse trailer or a flatbed. If you need strong backs to haul the heavier items and just can't find anyone, try one of your local 4-H clubs or church groups. Many of these clubs or groups are always looking for some type of community service projects throughout the year. Of the people that help haul the items to your auction site, I can almost guarantee that someone in the group will also be interested in buying something that's being offered at the auction. Many of these volunteer haulers won't take any money for their labors, so fire up the barbecue and you'll get the job done for the price of a few hamburgers and potato chips. You'll receive great praise for feeding them because, to paraphrase an old adage, the quickest way to a teenager's thanks is through their stomach. Keep those emails coming in and tune in again next time to Auction Talk.
2,000 dollar bid, now 3,000, now 4, 35, now 4, 4,000, now 5, I need 5,000, I got 5,000 back here, now 6, $5,000 dollar bid, now 6, 55, now 6,000, yeah, 6,000 over here, now 65.
We thank you for tuning in to Auction Talk. Email your auction questions to Greg at hartg@centurytill.net or call 719-384-4797 or go to hartg.com and click on the Auction Talk radio tab. Tune in next time for Auction Talk.
$8,000.